It is Wednesday, November 4th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
The United States presidential election was, as expected, too close to call last night. The good news for Donald Trump was that Joe Biden did not enjoy a blowout. Meanwhile, at least one thing went well. A feared wave of polling place violence didn't take place, but there is a brewing scandal with the United States Postal Service and 300,000 ballots that are unaccounted for. And lastly, Trump's lender of last resort, Deutsche Bank, wants to sever ties with him, which means that however things play out, he's on the hook for $340 million.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
It will be days or weeks before the full results of the election are tallied, but here's what we know at the time of this recording, 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Most news outlets are projecting Donald Trump to win Florida. Exit polls show Biden winning fewer Latino votes in the state than Clinton did in 2016. In North Carolina, results were delayed because some polls were kept open late after delays in opening. But Trump held a slight edge over Joe Biden with most precincts reporting. Same was true in Ohio. Biden was ahead in Arizona. He held Trump to a virtual tie in Texas with the lead going to Trump. Pennsylvania will be counting for a while. Lower down on the ballot, control of the U.S. Senate was uncertain. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky kept his seat. Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper was projected to unseat Republican Senator Cory Gardner. Democrats were projected to hold the U.S. House of Representatives. Islamophobic social media personality Laura Loomer lost her bid for the House in South Florida to the Democratic incumbent Lois Frankel. Minnesota Rep. Ilhan Omar kept her seat, as did Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York. Sarah McBride will become the first transgender state senator in U.S. history after winning a state senate seat in Delaware. And the Democratic Socialists of America New York chapter boasted that it would be sending 5 winning candidates to the state legislature. 101 million early votes were cast in person by mail before the polls even opened yesterday, this according to the New York Times. Turnout was projected to be higher than it has been in more than a century. Joe Biden visited his childhood home in Scranton, Pennsylvania yesterday, as well as a swimming pool where he worked as a teenager. Donald Trump spent the day behind a wall of fencing erected around the White House, calling in to talk radio. The feared wave of clashes at voting sites happily failed to materialize yesterday. The Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law reported no major systemic problems or attempts to obstruct voting for voters, apart from problems it deemed isolated and sporadic. This according to the New York Times. Likewise, the Homeland Security Department reported no significant cyber attacks. Long lines were reported in, among other places, New York City, Las Vegas, Green Bay, Wisconsin, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Although some of the worst-case election day scenarios were avoided, there were a number of suspicious, disruptive, and ugly happenings around the country. A federal judge ordered the U.S. Postal Service inspectors to sweep mail processing facilities in key states and look for misplaced ballots. Postal Service, however, rejected the order and said it would stick to its own inspection schedule. The agency revealed this week that 300,000 ballots nationwide could have gone undelivered. More flag-waving Trump vehicle caravans were reported near polling places in several cities, including Anoka, Minnesota. An armed man in a Trump hat was arrested outside a polling site in Charlotte, North Carolina, and charged with trespassing. An estimated 10 million dodgy robocalls went out in leading up to the day of the election, telling people to, quote, stay safe and stay home, end quote. Experts assume it was part of a voter suppression effort. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into it, as is New York State Attorney General. Another set of robocalls targeted voters in Flint, Michigan, with false advice to avoid long lines by waiting to vote until today, which obviously is not possible. A Jewish cemetery in Grand Rapids, Michigan was vandalized. Trump and MAGA spray-painted on tombstones ahead of Trump's visit there, his final rally of the campaign, and with luck, for some time.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Win or lose, Deutsche Bank is looking for ways to end its relationship with Donald Trump after the elections. That's according to three senior executives who spoke about the matter to Reuters news agency. Apparently, bank leadership is getting tired of bad publicity resulting from their relationship with Trump. Maybe they should have thought of that before loaning him some $2 billion. Public filings show the bank still has $340 million in loans outstanding to the Trump Organization. The loans are against Trump's golf course in Miami, hotels in Washington, D.C., and Chicago. Trump Organization has only paid interest on them so far, and the entire principal is outstanding. They come due in 2023 and 2024. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has previously called for an investigation into Deutsche Bank over money laundering, as well as its deals with Trump and his family. Warren told Reuters that she will keep pushing for such a probe in the next administration. Bank executives said that if Democrats take power in the election, they expect more scrutiny of their deals with Trump. They also expect that it'll be easier for them to end their relationship with Trump if he loses. But if he wins, they expect to extend the due dates till Trump is out of office. Either way, because Trump has personally guaranteed all the loans, Deutsche Bank could seize his assets if he's unable to repay. Sad.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
In nationwide surveys, most voters ranked the coronavirus as the most important issue facing the country. Everybody should know that White House coronavirus advisor Deborah Brix directly contradicted Trump in a memo this week. She wrote, quote, "We are entering the most concerning and most deadly phase of this pandemic, leading to increasing mortality," end quote. I guess she, like Anthony Fauci, also expects to get fired. Police in Austria searched 18 properties and arrested 14 people yesterday in the wake of a terror attack in Vienna that killed 4 and injured 22. The attacker, a 20-year-old man who was previously imprisoned for trying to join the Islamic State, opened fire on a crowded bar in a nightlife district. Government has announced 3 days of mourning. Hundreds of thousands of Indonesians are protesting in the streets after President Joko Widodo rammed through a new economic law in the dead of night. The law does away with many environmental and labor protections, including mandatory days off for workers. The industry giveaway was done in such a rush that many of the references in the 1,200-page law point to clauses and paragraphs that don't exist. Talk about looting and lawlessness. Ongoing protests in Poland have forced the right-wing government to delay the implementation of a court order banning nearly all abortions in the country. The Guardian reports that the scale of the protests appear to have taken the government by surprise, and even many of the members of the ruling Law and Justice Party opposed the new restrictions. Just goes to show it ain't over until the people say it's over.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us this afternoon. We'll be starting a little bit late on the Majority Report at 1 p.m., having gone over 13 hours yesterday. But we will give you the latest in this election, which may not be over for some time.